Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Every Sunday morning at 9, join me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Each week we'll be exploring the wonderful world of modern jazz. From hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz, Sunday mornings at 9 on Sheffield Live.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what, I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3, here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
The Max Chance Show is now on from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays. Hear eclectic music and a bit of comedy.
There's a place I must go. There's a place I must go. It's not a place I have seen. But I'll get there in a blue dream.
This is Sheffield Live.
Midweek, and we're gonna make it special.
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? Shivers running down my spine. Ooh, have I the right to thrill you? You know I'm waiting till you give me the right to make you mine. Well, come right back, I just can't bear it. I've got some love and I want to share it. Come right back, I'll show my love is strong.
The hits from the swinging 60s.
7A.
What number is this, chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean, oh, what can it mean to us? As a white knight on his steed, now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleep. To a daydream believer and a homecoming queen. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
Welcome back to the second hour of today's show, and thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying everything I've played for you so far today. Three from the 60s got the second hour underway. We started 1964 with The Honeycombs and Have I the Right? UK number one, August the 27th for 2 weeks, a total of 15 weeks on the UK charts. Followed that 1968 with Tommy James and the Shondells and Money Money. UK number one on July the 31st for 3 weeks. Now that was two runs at the UK number one. 1 week of 1 week at number one, went away, then came back for 2 weeks. And a total of 18 weeks on the UK chart. And I finished in 1967 with the Monkees and Daydream Believer. 17 weeks the UK chart, peaked at number five. You ready for your first fact of the day? This day being the 23rd of July, 2026. 1960. Adam Faith's single, Made You, was banned by the BBC, and a subsequent cover by Fabian in the USA was also banned by US radio. Right. You ready? If you want to get in touch for your... this is your first Name the Artist. You can reach me on 077-60-311-287 if you want to take part. Once again, that number is 077-60-311-287. Right, I'm going to play for you from 1976, We're All Alone. It's taken from this artist's Silk Degrees album. Now, covers of this particular track include Frankie Valli, 1976, and Rita Coolidge, 1977, who had a UK number six hit with it. But can you name the artist, please, for this song? It's called We're All Alone.
Outside the rain begins, and it may never end. So cry no more on the shore, dream. We'll take us out to sea forevermore, forevermore. Close your eyes on me, and you can be with me. Neath the waves, through the caves of hours, long forgotten now. We're all alone, we're all alone. Thank you.
Well, I've had quite a few guesses. It seems to have caught a couple of people out. Tony and Ian both thought that was a female artist. I've had Helen Reddy and Dionne Warwick. No, I'm afraid, no. Paul, you said Donny Osmond. No, it's not Donny Osmond. And Mary said David Cassidy. No, I'm sorry. No, good guesses, one and all. But no, I'm sorry. It's not any of those. If I was to say to you, this particular artist's big, well, probably better known hits here in the UK would be What Can I Say, Lowdown, and Lido Shuffle. Okay. See if you can get it from those clues. Right. We're off to the 70s now. The first up, 1970, The Hollies, and I Can't Tell the Bottom from the Top. 10 weeks at the UK chart, peaked at number 7. Then it's 1974 for Susie Quattro and The Wild One. 10 weeks at the UK chart, peaked at number 7.
This is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
'71 there for The Move and Tonight. 10 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 11. Well, since I gave the clue out, I got lots and lots and lots of right answers. Although I did get another one through for a Sylvester before the bus case came through. But there we go. Yes, congratulations to everyone. Yes, indeed, it was Boz Skaggs. In fact, he actually wrote that song. Just as a footnote. All right, then. We're off to the 80s. Before that, your next fight. This day, 1969, the first James Brown Day took place in Los Angeles, as decreed by the mayor of the city. Right, now we're off to the 80s. From 1985, UK number one, August the 31st, but 1 week, a total of 13 weeks on the UK chart in total. The Original by Sonny and Cher, UK number one, 1965, August the 26th for 2 weeks, spent a total of 12 weeks on the chart. It's UB40 and Chrissie Hynde and I Got You, Babe.
Baby,
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
'82 there for the Funboy 3 and Banana Nanarama, and it ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. 10 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 4 and was a cover of a 1939 jazz recording. Right, another Name the Artist for you. Once again, if you want to take part, you can reach me on this number, 077 60 311 287. All right. I'm going to play for you True Colours. This is from 1998. It spent 4 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 26. But can you name the artist, please?
But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful, ooh, like a rainbow. I'll see you.
Well, I've received lots of right answers and one wrong answer so far. Well done to Ian, Liz, Paul. You were all right with the right answer. Tony, I'm afraid no, it's not Gabrielle. I think that's who you were thinking of with the description you sent me on the text, but there we go. You're all... sorry, you're close, but not really, mate. You've got the wrong gender there. I'll tell you what, this clue should give it away if you're still struggling. If I was to say to you, In the Air Tonight, and was drummer in Genesis. I hope that should help. Right, we're off to the 60s. 1969 up first, Cilla Black and Conversations. 12 weeks UK chart peaked at number 7. Then it's 1966 for Elvis Presley and I'll Remember You. This was a bonus track released on the Spin Out album. The film was called Spin Out. When I actually bought the album, because it's now a rare one, it was called California Holiday.
Do you come here often? Have we met before? Tell me your impression now. Could you like me more? Could you even love me here? Is it too early to tell? Who am I fooling when I know too well that it's only should meet by chance. Maybe we'll meet later, have another dance. Suddenly I know you. Yes, I know you well. Could this really tonight will tell if it's only conversation here in my mind. Great expectations, the loving kind. I'm
every bright star we may wishes upon. Love me always, promise always. You're remembered too.
Yes, it was The Clue that did it. I had all the other right answers. Phil Collins was the artist you were looking for. Next week, it's a link for you in the second hour. Right, I'd like to wish David Essex a happy birthday today, born this day, 1947. So I'm going to play this. It's Rolling Stone. Final fight for today, this day 1977, Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham, along with the group's manager Peter Grant, were charged with assault after a backstage fracas at the Oakland Coliseum. an out-of-court settlement of $2 million settled it. Right, 1980 for you. This is Squeeze, Another Nail in My Heart. 9 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 17. That was ABBA and Hey Hey Helen from 1973 off their Ring Ring album. Bringing the show to a close. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Everything. And don't forget, join me next week. It's a theme in your first hour of animals in the title. And in the second hour, of course, it'll be a link for you. So I hope you'll stay tuned because Communities Live is up next. So this is Steve Rowan saying take care of yourselves. I'll see you next week for more Music Box. Bye.
Sheffield Live.